afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomy. There's an eclipse on Sunday starting at 5 p.m, visible from Cape Town. The entire event lasts for 2 hours with a maximum at 6 p.m. Don't miss this one, as it will be years and years before we see another. In fact, you'll have to stay alive until 2030 to see the next total eclipse of the sun on these shores. And let's hope it's a cloud-free day. So if you can't make this Sunday, make a mark in your diary for the 25th of November 2030. So on Sunday we're having a partial eclipse, so the sky will not go dark when the eclipse is at a maximum, meaning that the moon will not entirely cover the sun. In order to see the moon come and bite a chunk out of the sun, you will need a way of observing it, since you can't look directly at the sun and you will damage your eyes if you try to look at it with sunglasses, for example. So here's what you need to do to catch this momentous event. First, you need to find a way of looking at the eclipse directly or indirectly. The direct method is to get hold of eclipse viewers or glasses or welder's glasses. You can pick these up for about 7 rand from the observatory at the open night this Saturday night. And the open night is a free talk and a tour around the old observatory, which starts at 8 p.m. And tomorrow night, the speaker is Dr. Daniel Konama, talking about astronomy in the big data era. So I think the eclipse views there are going to be about $7, so go along to the observatory tomorrow night at 8 p.m. The indirect method is also good, and this involves making a pinhole viewer. For this, you need 2 pieces of card. In the one, you put a pinprick somewhere in the middle and you point this at the sun just over your shoulder behind you, focusing the resulting image onto the second piece of card, which can be on the ground, for example. And by adjusting the distance between the first and second cards, you can focus the circle of the sun. So that's the pinhole camera method, and perfectly valid and enjoyable. You will also need a clear westerly horizon, as the sun will have begun its descent. The moon will start its journey across the face of the sun at 5 p.m, reaching a maximum at 6 p.m, and the sun will set at 7:30, which is half an hour after the moon will have left, when we will hopefully be treated to yet another gorgeous sunset. The moon will cover about half of the sun in total, and although you won't get that amazing black hole in the sky and it won't go that weird sepia colour you get during a total eclipse, it will be spectacular and spooky. The big news this week in astronomy is NASA's announcement that they found 7 planets around a star 39 light years away, which is not so far actually. And this is the largest batch of Earth-sized planets that have ever been found, and some of them are in the habitable zone. This exoplanet system is called TRAPPIST-1, after the name of the telescope in Chile which contributed to their discovery. The star itself is a very dim kind of a star. It's classified as an ultra-cool dwarf, and it's so cool that liquid water could survive on planets orbiting very close to it, closer than is possible on planets in our solar system. All 7 of the TRAPPIST-1 planetary orbits are closer to their host star than Mercury is to our Sun, which is 58 million kilometres. The planets are also very close to each other. If a person was standing on one of the planet's surfaces, they would gaze up and potentially see geological features or clouds on the neighbouring worlds, which would sometimes appear larger than the Moon in the Earth's sky. The planets may also be tidally locked to their star, which means the same side of the planet is also always facing the star, and therefore each side is either in perpetual day or night. This could mean that they have weather patterns totally unlike those on Earth, such as strong winds blowing from the day side to the night side and extreme temperature changes. A year on these 7 exoplanets lasts between 1.5 and about 20 of our Earth days. However unlike Earth the orbital characteristics may be, the conditions could be right for the harbouring of life as we know it, and we will be carrying out more detailed observations in the coming months and years to determine the atmospheres of these planets and what sorts of chemical reactions are taking place down on their surfaces and in their atmospheres. All very exciting, as is the eclipse on Sunday. A reminder, it starts at 5 p.m. and finishes at 7 p.m, during which time we will be reminded of our vulnerable place at the mercy of forces way out of our ken and control. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies, especially on Sunday. FMR.